Today, our Lord tells us that if we ask, it will be given. If we seek, we will find. And if we knock, the door will be opened. Yet, you know, at the same time, if we look back on our lives, we can say, but, you know, I have asked. I've knocked, I've begged, and I haven't gotten, you know, what I asked for. So it would seem that this promise of our Lord isn't fulfilled. But, you know, if we really stop and ponder it deeply, we'll see that God gave us precisely what we truly needed. Not necessarily what we asked for, but what was best. You know, it doesn't always seem that way, because at the time, you know, we wouldn't be asking for something if we didn't think that it was good for us. But, you know, we wouldn't ask if we thought it was bad. But God, in His mercy, knows that He knows what's truly good for us. And, you know, He's always going to provide for us the very best. We also learn from the first reading the way that we should pray. You know, for many of us, concept of prayer is to just, you know, toss out some little request and think that that's enough. Yet, when we look at the first reading and we see Queen Esther, you know, who is going to the king without being summoned, and if you do that and he doesn't extend to you the golden scepter, it's the death penalty. So she said she's taking her life in her own hands to plead on behalf of her people. She and all of her maids fasted. They prostrated themselves before the Lord from morning until evening, and they prayed. Now, you know, I'm not saying that for every request, you know, we have to be doing that, but it helps us, you know, to be able to see that example, because, you know, if all we're doing is tossing out a little request here and there and then leaving it be, you know, it doesn't come across as something that's all that important. If it were really important, you know, we would be making a greater effort. Now, with that said, you know, we recall the example of King David, who fasted and prayed for the life of the child that had been conceived through Bathsheba. The child died. He didn't get what he was praying for, even though he laid prostrate before the Lord. But, you know, this was because, first of all, the Lord had foretold this, you know, through the prophet Nathan, but also because it was what was truly best. So we see that God sometimes allows very difficult trials, trials that we would consider, you know, horrible tragedies, now, you know, we just heard the Lord tell us, though, you know, which one of you, if your son asked for a loaf of bread, would give him a rock, or if asked for a fish, you'd give him a snake. Yet, you know, it seems sometimes that We ask for one thing, and God seems to give us the worst. What can actually be very painful. And we say, hey, you know, I was asking for a loaf of bread. Why did I get a rock? But as we move on along in life, you know, we can look back at what God has done, and in fact, we can see that it wasn't a rock. It just wasn't what we were asking for. Maybe what we were asking for was a snake or a scorpion. We just didn't realize it at the time. But, you know, God knew in the long run that it would hurt us. So, you know, he doesn't let some people win the lottery, even though they're praying for it, because it could get them into a lot of trouble, or they could get into a lot of trouble if they had all that money. So, you know, if we put everything in proper context, we'll be able to see what God gave us really was a gift, although it didn't seem like that at the time. You know, in reality, what God gives us is always the very best thing. Not always a pleasant thing, not always an easy thing, but always the very best.